Well, a small team of New Zealand military personnel remain on the White Island volcano as they continue a dangerous operation to recover the bodies of eight people killed during Monday's explosion. A short time ago, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern told RN Breakfast that conditions on the island had prevented any earlier attempts to retrieve the bodies. Ben Strang is a senior journalist with Radio New Zealand. Welcome to RN Breakfast, Ben.
Thanks.
Could you just give us the latest, please, on the operation, given that there's so much Australian interest in it?
In the past 5 or 10 minutes, we've heard from the police that there are six bodies that have been prepared for removal from the island by the New Zealand Defence Force staff there. This is in line with, they said that footage of the island showed where six of the bodies were. There were two that they couldn't locate. But that's quite big news. The New Zealand Defence Force do have the bodies, and they're preparing them for evacuation or uplift from the island, moving them to the HMNZS Wellington, which is just off the coast of Whakaari.
And we don't know yet about the other two. Is that the general feeling?
That's right, yeah. We know that these six are going to be, they've started moving them to the ship off the coast of the island, but the other two, the police deputy commissioner yesterday said, we don't know exactly where they are, and there is a possibility that we're not going to be able to get those extra two bodies. And the other thing is that because of the injuries that people have obtained, we don't actually know the exact eight people who are on the island, and so identification, knowing who's left, is going to be very difficult.
Look, I don't quite understand that, because I would have thought it would have been possible, given that you've got so many people back now. Did people not know who was on the boat or something?
Yeah, so there were eight people on the island, but the police said yesterday there were nine people they have listed as missing. Now, one of the eight people who is known to be dead and is in Auckland at the moment, they are unable to identify, have been unable to identify who they are, such was the injuries that they had obtained. So they have nine people, including those on the island. They simply don't know which one has been recovered yet.
Very tough for the families watching from the shore, isn't it, as the rescue mission goes ahead and just sort of waiting. Do they yet know the bodies coming back, who they are?
Yes, they're being updated before we are. They're being told by the police as quickly as possible what the situation is with the recovery. So they've been out on a boat this morning out to the island to, say a prayer and just see what is going on. And they've now returned to shore. But the police are keeping them updated as much as they can on the operation. And everyone's just hoping that they come off the island quickly, that the Defence Force staff who are, risking their lives to bring them back are going to be safe as well, and that we might be able to identify these people when they return. That's the risk and reward situation here, is we can pull the people off the island fairly quickly, but it could jeopardise the ability to identify each person conclusively.
Ben Strang, thank you very much indeed for bringing us up to date.
No worries.
Ben Strang is with Radio New Zealand.